Hi. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Interesting choice of place to meet to go over work stuff. No, can't say that I've ever been to a strip club before, but I don't get out very much. Yeah, work keeps me busy. And to be quite honest with you, sitting at home and reading a book or watching Netflix is usually what I go to. But yeah, I mean, at least you got us a room here in the back, and yeah, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. So, it's a little bit awkward, but you're not meeting your quotas, and they've wanted me to sit and have a conversation with you about it. And, I feel really bad having to kind of rake people over the coals about not meeting deadlines and things like that. Well, I guess I'm kind of good at meeting those kind of things. Boarding school will do that to somebody. So, anyway, we can go up. I don't drink normally. It's just not for me. So, your deadlines. You have one coming up next Monday, so I was thinking that maybe if there's something I can do to help. You're really insistent on this drink, huh? Okay. Guess one drink can't hurt. Thank you. That's actually pretty good. So, yeah, if there's anything that I can do to help you over the weekend, I'm more than happy to do that. I hate seeing people fail, and I would really hate that for you. You seem like a really nice guy and everything, so. Oh. You heard about that. Look, it's nothing personal. I just noticed that you had been on your phone a lot, and let me have one more sip. Look, I hate confrontation. I probably should have came to you before I filled out the pink slip, but you weren't meeting your deadlines and still aren't, and you're on your phone an awful lot. That date is kind of slipping out of my head. Like I said, I don't normally drink, but this is actually pretty good. Sorry, it's making me kind of giggly. What were we talking about again? Oh, right, the deadline. Yeah, so that was a really stupid thing of me to do to oh, my head feels kind of fuzzy. Wow. I think I'm getting drunk and I don't ever do that. I don't drink. I don't come to places like this. I'm a nice girl. It's just water. This is just water. Okay. It doesn't taste like just water. But. What did you call me? I'm not a slut, though. Only a stupid slut would tell on somebody. I didn't tell on you. You weren't doing what you were. You weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing. I'm sorry. I feel kind of uncomfortable. What? No, nothing's wrong. It just feels better if I sit with my legs crossed, that's all. Look, maybe we can do this another night. I can't really remember what I was supposed to do, and you know what it actually is, though? You're so hot. I catch myself getting so turned on by you at work, and sometimes it distracts me. And normally, I can really do a good job of pushing that out of my brain and focusing on what I'm supposed to focus on, but that drink is just made my mind go other places. Yeah. It is really hard sometimes. Sometimes I just, wish I could switch off my head and focus on other things. But I was supposed to come here to help you. You want to help me? That's really nice of you. I just assumed you had a girlfriend. No? Yeah, I'm unlucky on that front too. So actually, I will take you up on your help. What? Rules? I don't really know what kind of rules, but sure. Sorry, it's making me really giggly. Call you daddy. Blushing. Yeah, well, I don't. Okay. Oh, you need to punish me for what? Oh, for writing you up. Yeah, that was a really silly thing to do, wasn't it? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. That was something a stupid slut would do. You're gonna what? You're gonna spank me? But there's tons of people around. Somebody might hear us. Yeah, I know that you got called out about that slip to the entire office. So, yeah, I guess that's right. If somebody hears, it's probably what I deserve. Yeah, I guess I'll lay across your lap. What? Yeah, I think I can manage that. No, I've never been spanked before. I never really got in trouble growing up because I never really did anything. I just went to school and came home. Yes, you're right, Daddy. I probably do deserve it. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Daddy. May I have another? Oh, thank you, Daddy. May I have another? Thank you, Daddy. May I have another? Thank you, Daddy. May I have another? I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I'll be a good little girl. Thank you, Daddy. May I have have another. Show me how I'm supposed to act. Oh no, please don't touch me there. I'm sorry, sir. I'm trying to use my words. I just feel super brainless right now. I know I shouldn't be wet from that, but I am. Will you please put your fingers inside of me, Daddy? Please. To think, I don't need to use my brain. That's your job. Can I make it up to you? I promise I can be a good whore. I can show you I can be a good girl. I'll do that. No. Sitting on your lap. After you spank me, it really hurts. But I'll do it. Do you like the way I'm grinding on you? I never would have had the courage to do this before. I'm too much of a good girl normally. But there's something about this drink and you putting me in my place that has me really turned on. I've never done things like this with anybody. It makes me feel really primal. I just want to. Can I tell you something, Daddy? I want to suck your cock really bad. I do. You know, as well put together as I am, I've had these fantasies for a really long time. I've always wanted to do naughty things like this, like come to strip clubs and call somebody daddy and have them spank me and treat me like a bad little girl. I just want to be someone's stupid little bimbo cum dump. Can you do that for me? Yeah, I'll get down on my knees. I'll stick out my tongue for you. I'm nothing but a stupid cum dump. I'm only good for fucking and taking beatings when I do something wrong. Can I please suck your cock, Daddy? Please. It's so big. Can I put it in my mouth, please, Daddy? I just wanna. No! Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't wait. Yes, sir. I'm a stupid, cock-hungry whore. Can I please put your cock in my mouth, Daddy? Thank you, Daddy. Do something for me. I don't know why, 'cause I've never wanted it before, but will you please space suck me, Daddy? Think about is coming. I should think about sucking daddy's cock. Brains are for men. I'm a stupid slut. I'm only good for the hole between my legs. Is that right, daddy? You're right. I do feel better saying it. Sir, you're right. I shouldn't question you. No, please don't do that, please. I'd be so embarrassed. I'll let you fuck my ass, Daddy. You don't have to take video of this and show the office. I promise I'll let you do it, and I won't be a bad girl. I'm sorry. Depraved little whore, Daddy. I like it. I do. Oh, your cock feels so good in my ass. Please finish in my cunt, Daddy. Please fuck my pussy. I want to be a worthy whore. I want you to come in my pussy, Daddy. Please. Please. Will you do that for me? Yes, Daddy, I promise. If you fuck my pussy and come inside me, I promise I'll let you come at my ass next time. Stretching my tight little pussy. Does my pussy feel good gripping your cock, Daddy? Pound me. Punish my pussy. I was such a bad girl for disrespecting you to the office. I promise I won't do it again. I'll quit my job before I do it again, Daddy. I promise. This is what I've needed. This is what I wanted. I just needed a man to take control of my life and tell me what I need and what I don't. Oh, you please, please. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want you to empty your balls in me, Daddy. I want you to. call me up, please. Yeah, I want you to breed me like a stupid bimbo whore. I'm only good for one thing, Daddy, and that's coming in me. Yeah. I know my place, I know my place. Yeah. Proceed, work rules. Yes, I'll step down tomorrow. I never want to oppose you, Daddy. I just want to make you happy. I just want your cum. I just want to be your cum hungry whore. I promise I'll be a good girl from now on, Daddy. Maybe we could come back here sometime. Yeah. I'd love for you to fuck me in here again. Maybe that time we could get caught.